Oh, just love, love, love that song. It was a favorite of mine. I was kind of wearing it out, just loving it, and had no idea until I went to see Patty Griffin, and she went to introduce that song as a song about her dog. And I was just really hooked then, just a song about a girl and her dog sitting there watching the trees sway and the troubles are all gone away. It is a good one and a perfect stage setting for me to give a big warm welcome to Dr. Nicole Rubendahl with Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital. Welcome to the Igloo.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so happy to have you. I was just talking with her off air. Kristen is one of our marketing peeps here who's the one that even turned me on to Whole Pet Vet, and I just could not get my dog over there fast enough because me and like me, a lot of our listeners are very interested in alternative healthcare, alternative treatments for ourselves. And I was really having trouble finding that for my dog. And I just can't give you a bigger, warm welcome to town.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So with that, let's back up just a little bit. We'll get into more specifics about what you guys do there at Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital. But let's go back to kind of what brought you into this field. You know, a lot of folks, a lot of vets, I think, know when they're young.
Yep. Exactly.
And I think that's a little bit of your story. So share a little bit of that with everybody.
Okay. Yeah, it usually is in our blood when at a young age. And I was lucky that I was able to fulfill that dream. You know, we all kind of say that we want to be a vet, but does it happen? And I got really lucky. You know, I'm from Iowa and we had a vet school there in the state. So yeah, it made it a little easier.
I was curious because I was reading a little bit of your background.
Yeah.
You've been in Wilmington about eight.
So we moved here in 2012.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So 9 years and... Yeah.
How did you find Wilmington?
Well, that's funny. So my dream has always been to be by the ocean since I was a little girl. And we lived in Iowa, well, gosh, until I was done with vet school, so into my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Then we didn't make it too far over. We went to Chicago for about 10 years. And it's just constantly gray skies and overcast and, of course, so cold. And I just have always wanted warm weather and I've always wanted the beach. And I had never been to North Carolina. And my husband and I were just kind of talking about it. We made it work. You know, we figured Florida would be too hot. California's too expensive. And so,
right.
and my husband loves the mountains. I was like, hey, let's check out North Carolina. And then when we heard there was an airport here in Wilmington for my husband to be able to travel and continue his job,
mm-hmm.
we made it work. And we're so happy we did.
You are just making your dreams come true. The little girl that wanted to be a vet and the little girl that wanted to live by the ocean.
Exactly.
And look at you now.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
And of course, Wilmington, We're probably, our weather lately has been a little more reminiscent of what you're used to. I'll tell you, I'm ready for the sun to come out and stay out. But yeah, we do have it pretty good here. Even when our weather's a little rough.
I still can't believe how many blue sky days that we have here compared to when I was a kid. It still blows me away.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are so very lucky about it. So you knew as a little girl that you really wanted to get into helping animals.
Yes.
And you did decide to follow through on it. Like you said, not everybody will necessarily make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is that made you follow through?
I don't know if it was just stubbornness or determination, or I didn't know what else I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness it did work out. And the holistic aspect didn't come until later. It was, I had an injury in my neck and found the most response with chiropractic and nutritional support. And I was like, you know, this would be pretty cool to learn with my patients. And at the time, this is in Chicago, that we were hiring a vet that she wanted to learn acupuncture. And I thought, well, I want to understand what this is all about. So just around that time, I went to a big conference where they had a lot of lectures on it. And I just got sucked in. You know, hearing these vets talk about, you know, cases that they were getting successes with that we tend to struggle with in traditional care, I was addicted. And so to kind of complement her acupuncture, I started with my herbal training. And then did the chiropractic or spinal manipulation training up there in Wisconsin while I lived in the area. And then when we moved down here in 2012, it wasn't long after that that I did the acupuncture training down in Florida.
And I know for me, who is very interested and into alternative healthcare, when I just go to look at your website, I'm like, you're checking all the boxes. You've got nutritional, you've got chiropractic, You've got homeopathic medicine. Y'all are even doing some laser stuff. I don't even know enough about that.
Yeah, therapy laser. Yep. That's getting more mainstream a little bit. You know, yeah. A lot of clinics are carrying the laser, which is so wonderful.
Which, so tell, what to elaborate on that a little bit. Like, what is the application for laser
therapy?
So
therapy laser is getting the particular wavelengths into the cells to help with inflammation, healing, decreasing swelling. So it's fantastic after wounds, but it's great for arthritis.
Wow.
I mean, the only controversial thing right now that they're like, oh, do we use it on tumors? You know, so we tend to avoid that in the thyroid. But otherwise, about anything. I mean, we use it after tooth extractions. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
No kidding. And to have that kind of a menu of options to choose from, none of which, I mean, worst case scenario, you spend a little money and it maybe doesn't work.
Right.
Worst case, but there aren't a lot of side effects. And, you know, I mean, and I know you guys do conventional medicine there too. Which we'll elaborate on that more, but it's like, you know, so much of that, like taking antibiotics over on and on and on, like that's not good for their bodies and just messes up the whole digestive tract, which is at the root of so many issues.
Yep.
So to have all those things to choose from, it's just a glorious thing to see here in Wilmington. For any of you out there just joining us or just tuning in, I've got, I'm lucky enough to have Dr. Nicole Rubendahl in here with me. She is a part of Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital, really the first of its kind, I think, here in Wilmington, from what I've seen.
There is one other clinic that does offer more alternative care. Dr. Kerr.
And he's been around, but he's been the lone wolf for a very long time. Yep. So it's nice to have a little bit more. We're going to continue talking with Dr. Rubendahl about Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital. You can hear more, but we'll take a little musical interlude. This is a very sweet song with Nora Jones singing about her doggy, and is he going to be the man of the hour? Check it out, Nora Jones here on The Penguin. Cute little doggy bark there at the end. A great song from Nora Jones, Man of the Hour. That comes from her album, The Fall. It's great photos on the album. She's surrounded by a bunch of dogs, including a giant St. Bernard. And we're speaking dogs and cats.
Yes.
We can't forget about our kitty cats. I've got the great pleasure of having Dr. Nicole Rubendahl here in the studio with me with Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital. That opened when? When did
it was mid-October of last year.
Right. So
actually
just
opened during COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
And as I was saying in the our first segment, like as soon as I heard about you, I came running with my dog because I really, you know, there's so much we can do through diet, nutrition, and alternative approaches that don't cause side effects and other problems and really can cause a lot of great benefits. So you were talking a little bit before about how you kind of discovered that in a practice you were in, started learning about acupuncture. It then carried over into chiropractic and spinal manipulation. Share a little bit about some of the success you've seen.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's been really fun. For example, since I've moved here to Wilmington, I was treating a bulldog with chiropractic. They had, reached out to me for some neck issues with this particular bulldog. And, you know, they just happened to mention that the poor thing had had some chronic, what are called interdigital cysts between his toes and the front feet for some time, you know, but I was just, you know, just focusing on the chiropractic. This is when I was doing my mobile business exclusively. And his cysts healed and didn't get him anymore. And that is the only thing different that they had done. And they were super excited. I wasn't even expecting that, you know, but the body had better information, better energy to heal, you know, is what we feel is what happened. Because it's all one big system, like we were talking about off the air.
Right. I mean, and that just to elaborate on that for a second, because you said, the body's getting better information. What does that mean for people that have never even explored chiropractic at all? Like, explain that a little bit more.
Okay. So when we have what's called a subluxation or a joint, say in the neck or in the back vertebrae aren't moving correctly, it could be putting undue pressure on some spinal nerves that are feeding those important muscles or say organs or whatever, wherever it is in the body, just distal to that. So if those spinal nerves aren't sending great information, then that organ or tissue is just not going to work as well. And so if that dog had a lot of chronic neck tension and a lot of tight muscles, again, they're not going to be getting good feedback down to the bottom of the feet, for example. So again, we didn't even elaborate that this is going to get go away. Who knew that, you know?
Right.
But yeah, it was fantastic.
What a profound illustration of how effective that kind of care can be.
Yeah. I mean, we don't knock it out of the park with, you know, with every, you know, issue day one, you know, sometimes it does take some time, you know, figuring out because the body is complicated. So.
Right. And so let's talk about Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital, because you do a lot of alternative stuff, but it is important to distinguish that you do traditional veterinary care as well. Elaborate on that just a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So it all started with Dr. Sheehan, Nicole Sheehan. She is in the Charlotte-Davidson area, and she opened her clinic over there in 2013 and was very successful incorporating the integrative type of medicine and wanted to branch out here in Wilmington because she likes to visit here. So we kind of collaborated together because she knew my passion for alternative care, and that's what we do want to bring is both your traditional and alternative, and worked both systems or both medicines together. Because I think that's a big misconception from people is that they think we only offer holistic there.
Right.
Yeah. No, we definitely still vaccinate. We still use our antibiotics. You know, we're very blessed that we have them. We need them, but we just are a little more careful and try to look at the animal individually and again as a whole and see where they're at in their life as far as with other illnesses or, you know, what's going on with them and see what we can safely do.
Right. And you can use some of the alternative things. And if maybe they don't have the greatest success, then you can fall back on the traditional medicines when you need them. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if there's an infection, you're going to pretty much need some antibiotics.
Right.
So you're going to have to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But our question is, why do they, say, chronically get that infection in the first place? So is there a gut imbalance? We need to work on that. We want to try to work on the animal's, you know, natural immunity to help them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was poking around all over. Y'all have a beautiful website. And I noticed the a fear-free certification that was that I read about there, and that I guess there's some certification with some of your staff in creating an environment that's really welcoming and calming and doesn't cause the dog or the cat so much stress. I guess that's a big component of what you guys do.
Yep, that's what we sure try to do, absolutely.
Right, because some of them, it's the worst when you're going and you see somebody's dog just trembling and so scared to be there. And I, in reading some of that on your site, I was seeing, you know, I guess a lot of people won't get the care they need.
Right.
Because their pets are so scared, so they won't go.
Exactly. And I know COVID's made it more difficult too, you know, for quite some time we couldn't let the animals, or the owners in.
Right.
But yeah, we've started to let the owners in if the owners are comfortable, because we certainly know that the animals most of the time are most comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you guys moved in a space that I did used to spend a lot of time with my previous dog. It was where the emergency vet used to be and the orthopedic hospital.
Yep.
Which is right behind Title Creek. Everybody out there knows where Title Creek Co-op is. That's where you guys are.
Yep.
Just straight to the back of the little driveway there. So that's where you are. Yeah, I used to go with my previous dog. He had to have like multiple surgeries on a leg. He had a bionic leg by the end of it. but I know that space very well. And so I'm delighted to see it getting new life breathed into it.
Mm-hmm.
So any other things you want to make sure we let people know? Dogs, obviously cats. We obviously emphasizing the fact that it's integrated, so it is alternative and traditional. Any other things you want to share?
Yeah, so
let everybody know out there.
Yeah, Dr. Winter has joined our practice for a couple days a week. She brings in rehabilitation, so she can help with some of the mobility issues or dogs after surgeries to help them move around a bit better, or the senior dogs that are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Nick Callow has also started. He has a special interest in surgery, you know, and they may not have as much exposure to the holistic world, but they're learning. They're excited to learn some of the different nutritional supplements and nutrition in general. You know, we don't get a good nutrition education in veterinary school. It really is just all medicine. And it wasn't until I got into especially the herbal and acupuncture that I really learned about nutrition. So, you know, we're all still learning, you know, constantly and wanting to add on more knowledge. So that's what's kind of fun about our job.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, like I said, during my own personal human health care, learned like we really are what we eat.
Yes.
So of course the same thing applies for animals too. And it's such a foundational piece that can prevent so many problems.
Seeing the difference with nutrition alone in a lot of cases is amazing. I mean, it's fun hearing clients say that, oh my gosh, I never knew that they could be, you know, feel this much better, or their skin looks so much better. They're just happier, and that they'll do that for all their future dogs. And I know there's lots of different options out there. Of course, it's overwhelming at times, and it does take a little patience and figuring out what works best for your pet. And, you know, we kind of teach a little variety is ideal. So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I know when I did bring my dog over, because he has some chronic allergy issues, and I mean, just for the itch, you were able to give me nettle leaf, what you guys wrote, which is an herb to help him not itch.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I don't even know what the medicines I've had before, what they're classified as or what it's.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to give him an herb to help him with itching just was such a relief for me, too.
Sure.
Not to mention him and his itching.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to Wilmington. We are I know you've been here in your mobile practice, but now you guys have a brick and mortar spot.
Yes.
And I know I'm not the only one that couldn't be happier to welcome Whole Pet Veterinary Hospital into Wilmington. Of course, they are on Facebook, online at wholepet-wilmington.com. Of course, that's easy to Google. You can really find lots of great information about their whole practice and their team. You can find reviews, learn more about the fear-free setting there. I know you guys also even, as I see the prescriptions tab on the website, you were even able to help me save money on a prescription by doing that a little differently.
Yes, exactly. We do have the online store as an option, and you bet.
Yeah, and so that saved me a little bit of money.
You bet.
Yeah. So it goes on and on, obviously more than we can cover here, but you guys can certainly call them up, 910-444-0420. You can find them, again, on their website, wholepet-wilmington.com, and on Facebook. Dr. Rubendahl, thank you so much for taking time to come in.
Thank you so much.
And we are so glad to have you here in Wilmington.
Appreciate it.
All right, we've got lots more music always headed your way. Jason Isbell up next here on The Penguin.